Our reporter Tess Brunton is boarding one of the first quarantine-free flights to Australia. The flight from Auckland to Sydney is set to take off at 7:30. But Tess, you're only just getting on board. How are things going? Is it going smoothly?
Yes, very smoothly. So at the moment, I have just been allocated my seat and I am walking down onto the plane. It looks like a pretty busy flight, and certainly there's a lot of excitement in the air.
Look, I imagine it's absolutely fizzing, all those on board.
Yes, yes. And it's, I mean, a lot of it is reunions. So there's been one grandmother who hasn't seen her grandchild since they were 7 days old. You've got others who are reintroducing their grandchildren, and another who was trying to see their daughter and their first grandchild, and they're planning to surprise their daughter in Sydney later today. They thought, her daughter thought, that they were going to be arriving tomorrow. So it's a very exciting day in Auckland today.
And compared to flights you've taken back to Australia before, what's different about this one?
It's been a very smooth process. The Auckland Airport is separated into two areas, so a safe travel zone. But in terms of actually going through, it's been very smooth and quite straightforward, although they do encourage people to arrive and to check in at least 3 hours in advance.
And what about mask wearing? I mean, we all know that we wear masks on flights domestically, but it's a bit longer to wear it for a number of hours flying to Australia. Are you obliged to wear a mask the whole time?
Yes, we are. You can take your mask off to eat. You may notice that I'm a little bit muffled. I have put on my mask as I was going down to board the plane. So we are expected to put on our mask and only really take it off for, as I said, to drink and to eat.
Presumably, there won't be an empty seat on this flight. It'll be fully booked.
Well, I can tell you in about one moment, I'm just on the flight and I can look down and no, there is a few empty seats, but I think that's more because they want to make sure that there is some people, you know, having a little bit of distance between them, but still a lot of excitement here on the ground.
Thank you so much for that, Tess. Have a great flight and we'll hear from you later on the day when you're in Sydney. Take care. That was Tess Brunton boarding one of the first quarantine-free flights to Australia.